Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, April the 12th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This newscast is brought to you by Daedalus Tactical. For a custom-crafted, handmade firearm, go to our friend Corey Cash. Through your local FFL, Corey will hand-make you any firearm you can imagine. Reach out to him today at daedelustactical.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. What happens now that O.J. Simpson is dead? Biden administration finalizes controversial rule to expand background checks on gun sales. The Department of Health and Human Services sitting on over 12,000 claims by Americans injured by the COVID shots. And a country music star who cleaned up at the CMT Music Awards credits his faith for his success. A California attorney is seeking to collect a civil judgment from O.J. Simpson after he was found responsible for the deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in a 1997 civil trial, now vowing he will push forward with collection following Simpson's passing. Yesterday, the 76-year-old succumbed to his battle with cancer. The attorney says, I've been dealing with this problem since 2008, so it's been a long time, so I'm still dealing with the matter. Meanwhile, according to Fox News, the lost tapes of Simpson's interview with then HarperCollins publisher Judith Regan were recently discovered and are scheduled to air this upcoming Sunday. One expert said it's a fascinating look inside the mind of a maybe killer. I was a traffic reporter in San Diego and reported firsthand of that infamous chase down southbound I-5. Of course, I'll never forget it. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has submitted the final version of a controversial rule to change the definition of what it means to be engaged in the business of dealing in firearms. The U.S. Attorney General has said the change, required by the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act enacted on June the 25th of 22, will save lives by requiring anyone who devotes time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business or predominantly earns a profit through the repetitive purchase and sale of firearms to obtain a federal firearms license. The Department of Health and Human Services is sitting on over 12,000 claims by Americans injured by the COVID shots. They have a denial rate of 98%, according to Dr. Joel Walskog, an orthopedic surgeon who became permanently disabled after getting the shot. He shares his story online with the Epic Times. Our quote of the day, be who God meant you to be and you will set the world on fire. St. Catherine of Siena. And coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
At the start of the American Revolution, the Founding Fathers had to answer the question of what kind of government they wanted to live under. Today's patriots are asking the same question, and many think that confederation needs to be rethought for the 21st century. Now, Ben Franklin helped the patriots' cause with his join or die drawing. Well, I've taken that drawing and changed it to secede or die and put it beautifully on t-shirts and sweats. Grab a secede or die shirt in any size today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Julius, whose feast day is today, April 12th. Julius was the son of a Roman named Rusticus, and he was elected pope to succeed Pope Saint Mark on February 3rd of 337. Julius was soon involved in the Arian controversy when Eusebius of Nicomedia opposed the return of Athanasius to the See of Alexandria. That was in the year 338. Eusebius and his followers elected George, whereupon the Arians elected Pistis. Julius convened a synod in Rome and 340 or 41, that neither group attended. And in a letter to Eusebian bishops, Julius declared that Athanasius was the rightful bishop of Alexandria and reinstated him. The matter was not finally settled until the Council of Sardica, summoned by emperors Constans and Constantius in 342 or 43. And that was when Julius's action was declared correct, and that any deposed bishop had the right of appeal to the pope in Rome. Julius built several basilicas and churches in Rome and died there on April 12th. Country music star Jelly Roll took home 3 awards on Sunday night at the 2024 CMT Music Awards and credits his success to God. Jelly Roll, who rose to prominence with his 21 album Ballad of the Broken, explained he had been creating music for years before he got recognition. In 2003, he took a shot at creating hip-hop music with his first release, but eventually made his way to country and rock music. It wasn't like I did anything on the side, like it was my job, and I just always had faith that God had a bigger purpose for what I was trying to do. Earlier at another award, he had said, "What does it mean when a guy like me gets the opportunity to be the new pop artist of the year? It means God will always use the least likely messenger with the biggest message every single time," he said. Not everybody needs to make a deal with the devil in this business. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.